This is program number LW2168. Well, do you remember Watergate? Hi, this is Larry West. Chuck Colson, one of the men closest to President Nixon, says that because of his involvement in Watergate, as a direct result, it led him to believe specifically in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That sound a little weird? Well, speaking to the National Religious Broadcaster Convention in February 1984, Charles Colson said, "My lawyer's mind demanded evidence regarding the Bible. Was it legend, or could it really be taken as God's revelation? I read some excellent books, but ultimately it was my experience in the Watergate, strange as that will sound, that convinced me that the Bible is the authoritative, inerrant revelation of God." To that convention of people, Chuck Colson said, "Ehrlichman, Haldeman, Mitchell, and I believed passionately in the president. We had at our fingertips every imaginable power and privilege. I could phone an aide's office and have a jet waiting at Andrews Air Force Base, order cabinet members or generals around, change the budget. Yet, even at the prospect of jeopardizing the president, even in the face of all the privileges of the most powerful office in the world, the threat of embarrassment, perhaps jail, was so overpowering, and the instinct for self-preservation so overwhelming, that one by one, those involved deserted their leader to save their own skin." Now, what has that got to do with the resurrection? Simply this. Watergate demonstrates human nature. "No one can ever make me believe," he said, "that 11 ordinary human beings," speaking of Christ's disciples, "would for 40 years endure persecution, beatings, prison, and death, without ever once renouncing that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, except for the reason that they had had an encounter with the living God themselves. Only that could have kept those men steadfast. Otherwise, the Apostle Peter would have been just like John Dean, running to the prosecutors to save his own skin. He had already done it 3 times. "No," said Chuck Colson, "the evidence is overwhelming. Those men held to that testimony because they had seen Christ raised from the dead. And if indeed he was resurrected, that affirms his deity. As God, he cannot be mistaken in what he teaches and cannot lie. An infallible God cannot err. A holy God cannot deceive. It is a fact that he was bodily raised from the grave. The resurrection establishes his authority, for it validates his claim to be God. The eyewitness accounts of the apostles were recorded, as was Hebrew custom, with meticulous care. The 11 apostles and Paul went about the then known world for 40 years proclaiming their monstrous statement that Jesus had risen from the dead. Never, though they endured persecution, beatings, prison, and ultimately a martyr's death, never did they renounce the fact of the literal resurrection of Jesus Christ." The instinct of self-preservation, that's what Chuck Colson said, is so overwhelming. Yet Jesus' apostles had seen something they couldn't deny, even in the face of giving up self-preservation. He's got a strong point. Think about this. On the day Jesus was crucified, his apostles were filled with sadness. On the first day of the week, just 3 days later, they were filled with gladness. What happened? At the crucifixion, they were hopeless. 3 days later, their lives glowed with certainty. What happened? Here was a little band of defeated cowards cowarding in an upper room one day. But just a few days later, somehow, their lives were transformed into a company that no persecution could silence. What happened? Well, when they tried to tell you what happened, the story they told was so far-fetched, it would have been considered something they dreamed up in their own imaginations, had they not been so serious about it, so determined, so convinced. They saw something happen. What happened? Jesus came out of the grave. That's what happened. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called The Bodily Resurrection. I don't know, maybe you might be interested in it. The Bodily Resurrection. It's yours free, right before I can carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.